Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show.
Welcome to More Business, More Life. Today, we're going to talk about how to be a parent and an entrepreneur at the same time and without sacrificing. We go over how to be both of those and dealing with any guilt you might have being a parent and a business owner and how you can help relieve that guilt, as well as one of the most important things is how do you structure time for yourself when you have a business and you have kids and there just seems like there's no time in the day for yourself. We'll be talking about that and so much more on today's podcast. So come join us. Today, we are two of us. It's Stephanie and myself, Giovanni. Melissa and Steve are off doing a speaking engagement in Oregon, which is awesome. So Stephanie and I are here to hold down the fort. Today, we have a really good topic. We just picked it today, but like we've had it on our list. All four of us are parents. You and I probably being the ones with the youngest kids, myself being with the youngest. So I'm the newbie of the parent group. So today we're going to talk about being a parent and an entrepreneur. And I think this is a huge topic and one we could probably visit with Steve and Melissa as well. But for us, the two of us, because we both have kids in school, preschool and actual schools. Mm-hmm. So it's finding that balance of working and paying attention to your kids, right? Which is sometimes a little harder than you would think, especially if you really like your kids and you want to be around your kids. So Stephanie, I'll because we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier in our own meeting we had, but how is the journey for you? And it's been different stages, right? I mean, of just being a parent and your career path. So like, where are you at now? How do you feel like it's different from previous years and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, it's constantly evolving. And as you were talking about, how do you be an entrepreneur and a parent and spend time with your kids and also find time for yourself? That's like a biggie that hangs out there. And I think when you become a parent, you sort of put that to the side, though you shouldn't. And it's a process to figure out how to like bring yourself back into that fold. But for me, I've always enjoyed working. Like I'm driven. I love working. I love helping people. And I knew that as much as I love being a mom and I wanted to be a mom, I had to have both in my life and try to figure out how to make that all work. Although transitioning back to being a working mom was really difficult. And I think it's been a process with a lot of that just evolves over time with what's going on with the family, what's going on with the world. I mean, bring in like trying to be a parent during COVID and homeschooling and teaching and all of that stuff at the same time. Like there's been a lot of layers to this whole parent entrepreneur thing, but I guess I'm just thinking like most recently, and it's funny, I was having coffee with like a partner, a referral partner the other day. And he was like, oh, he was asking me the age of my kids. And he goes, oh, you're what I would call in the game right now. Like you're in the game. I was like, yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Like having young kids, like having a budding career that is still growing and still taking off in many ways because I continue to have new goals and want to reach new heights. But it is about balance. But I think what I'm learning more and more is like this time that we have with the kids at this age is finite. Like it's a short amount of time. So we can't keep putting the being a parent or the focusing on the kids in the background, or we can't put that on the outside. Like that actually has to be at the center of what we do as an entrepreneur, because what I'm finding is that it makes everything better. And I'll tell a short story of like what we were talking about. I had my kids in an after-school program because I was trying to be really committed to my entrepreneur goals, and it just wasn't working out. We don't have to go into details, but it wasn't a good environment. And I was starting to notice like this difference in the relationship between myself and my kids. Like they just didn't seem happy. They were sort of acting out, and it was it's like wasn't feeling good. And so I think on one hand, I sort of knew that they didn't want to be at this after school program. I knew it wasn't healthy. It wasn't really good for them, but I don't know. I felt like it needed to be like, that's what needed to happen in order for me to be my entrepreneur self. But things sort of came to a head there. And so I pulled them from that program. And like yesterday was the first day of having them home in the afternoon and me, you know, sort of working to create a plan for them so that they could be independent so that I could finish out my day. And they were totally different kids. Like it was so, I was like, oh my God, there you are. Like, where have you been for the last couple of months? Like they have not, I was like, okay, maybe they're changing. Maybe they're growing up. Maybe they're just like rebelling a little bit, but no, I think it was actually that they were somewhere that they weren't supposed to be. Like they are supposed to be here with me. And I think it's just been my own mindset that I can have both. Like I can have my kids here and still grow my business. I can do both. And if anything, it's just teaching me to like work smarter and to have more discipline and to create more boundaries, but also to let that in, like to let that be okay, because that is what I want. Like I do want to be around them more. They're my favorite people. Like I would love to spend more time with them. So I do like that. And I don't know if that totally answers your question, but I think it's about figuring out how to fit it in and like having that be okay, because it really does make everything else better.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about it in our previous meeting that we just had, how so many of our subjects on the podcast and just in life in general, when we're talking about things, come back down to plan tomorrow today, like having that structured freedom. Because we're going through kind of a similar thing where, so we have a 2.5-year-old, right? And we just took her to, she just started preschool, and it's only like four hours a day. And so from the time we drop her off, and that's even a hard thing too, because transitioning for her, like the last couple weeks, and my wife just told me today that it was a little bit better because her favorite teacher is there. So it was a little easier transition. So like it's now, you know, maybe max half an hour drop off, where like the first couple weeks were like an hour or two, like just trying to transition.
You were going to preschool too.
Yeah. And so then our work day is really cut short. I mean, we only have 4 hours of actual work day, because if anybody has kids and they're at home trying to, in theory, like, oh, they can just kind of sit over here and they can do their own thing for a little while. But kids need attention depending on the age range. But obviously a 2-year-old wants your attention quite frequently. And even if my wife and I trade off on who's watching or paying attention to her in that time frame, it's still hard to get work done, just the dynamics of that, the way the house is structured and everything like that. So it comes down to like being able to plan. And like I'm starting to get more focused as well on like, okay, what needs to happen in that first 4 hours, because then once she gets home, it's like nap time. Hopefully these days she's been resisting naps, and so it's like an hour or 2 hours of just trying her to lay down. But then after that, then she wakes up, then it's the dinner time, like then it's like starting the nighttime routine kind of stuff. And then like my then second part of the day, work day, doesn't start until like sometimes like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and I'm getting extra maybe 2-3 hours of work in there. But I mean, but it works though, because it kind of getting back to, and we talked about this in the previous podcast, but like I'm still able to have that time with her, right? I'm able to block it off. It's not like me at work at some offsite work site having to work the 8 hours straight, and then I can just come home when I can see her, and vice versa for my wife. Like luckily we're able to have more structure over our calendars, but it is still difficult. Right. Even when they come home, just to have that structure set up for them so that they can continue to do and be, like you were saying, like it's an opportunity for your kids to be a little bit more independent, right? Setting that structure up for them to be able to kind of start doing things on their own within your environment. Plus you have them right next to you. Yeah. It's been interesting. It's definitely, I would like to touch on what you mentioned, like taking care of yourself as well. Cause that's a huge component of staying sane through all of it. Right. Cause if you're sleep deprived, like I'll be honest, like after our meeting, like, okay, I got 20 minutes. Like, okay, I can go get a shower because I haven't showered for a couple of days because like you're like trying to, like I'm trying to work as much as I can to be productive and then spend as much time as I can with my daughter and then trying to fit sleep in there somewhere. And it's like, sometimes I'm like, okay, like I know it sounds disgusting, but I'm like a couple, 2-3 days without showering. I'm like, okay, well, this is kind of what I got to do. Yeah. So, but it really does come back to like taking care of yourself. Like, you have to make yourself a priority so that your kids can see that they are a priority. They can make themselves a priority. And again, coming back to the whole analogy, we overuse this, but it's such a good one. The oxygen mask on the airplane, right? If you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else, kind of a thing. And I think we're both guilty. I think most parents are, like, you put your kids in front of you because you want them to have everything they need to be taken care of. And it depletes you, and not in a negative way, just you only have so much energy, right? So what have you found that's been helping you to find that energy, find that time back for yourself?
It's tricky. You have to really make that like a mandatory thing, and you have to be intentional around it. It can feel selfish, especially when your kids are younger. And I know those first couple years, it's different. Like, I feel like I'm sort of at a little bit of a different phase now because both the kids are in school. Like up until that kindergarten mark, they do need a lot more of your time. Like my kids can kind of go play independently and they can do your thing. But like for a 2-year-old, they can only do that for so long before they want to play or they need something. Like they always need something. And like, really, we do too. We always need something, like as a parent, as a person, as an, like, we always need something too, but we always are like willing to put them in front of us, which that's just like a parent instinct. I get it. But I think, like we were just talking about this, one of the things, and Steve endorsed this, actually, he mandated it for me. He was like, you have to, whether it's once a month or every other month, like take a whole day for you. And it's good to like have those little things that you do too for yourself every day. And I think I've gotten a lot better about that. And it's really like when I'm sitting down at the end of the day and I'm planning my next day, trying to figure out when I could fit in that walk, trying to figure out like, when am I going to take a shower? Like, when am I going to paint my nails? Like, I've been trying to paint my nails for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it just keeps getting put on the back burner because I'm like, when can I actually have time to not only do that, but then just sit there still for 2 hours and wait for it to dry? So I feel like I need to just like calendar that in because it'll be a forced like relax and the pause. But so anyway, taking a full day potentially to do the things that fill you up, where it's like you turn off your phone. And I did this and it's been a couple months now. I need to put that back on my calendar, where I got a massage, I took a walk, I read, and like some more, not have all these books here that to fill your brain from like a business perspective, but to read something a little bit more spiritual, to journal, and like to do those things. I did them like 2 times throughout the day. So like I read and walked and journaled, meditated in the morning, and then did it again at the end of the day. And I just felt amazing the next day, like not having to get in front of a computer, not having to be on my phone. So when we can't afford, like from a time perspective or a financial perspective, to carve out these huge chunks of time, then you do the daily things every day to like set yourself right. But then to try to plan like a day with self, if you can, like once a month or every other month, well, just it has huge benefits and like huge rewards to it. So I think this is nice. It's funny. We were talking like these podcasts tend to be our therapy, and we were getting ready for this. I'm like, what should we talk about? I'm like, what do I need to work on today? So yeah.
What's interesting, like when you don't have that time, what just came when you were talking about that, what came to mind is like within the transitions of whatever you're doing, you taking a few moments to do something. Cause what came to mind for me was when it's my turn to drop off my daughter. Her preschool is right next to the bay, and like on the bay trail, which is like a nice trail, literally just in the bay, San Francisco Bay Area. And so the last couple of times I've been drop her off, and then I just go walk. They're literally the last building until you get to the park, like, and it just opens up into the park. Perfect. So I just go walk up in there, and just at the end of this, the path to get into the trail, there's two benches that just look out into the San Mateo Bridge. You can see the city, San Francisco, you can see Oakland, and it's just like this beautiful thing. So like, I've been now just sitting on a bench meditating, just doing a meditation, and like afterwards I feel just like so at peace, because like the wind's usually blowing, and it's like it's just like this nice cool breeze, and it just like brings it in. Because for one of my resets, Zen place, is just being in nature in general, and just, but like having like the wind, having the ocean, even though there's still people like running by me and there's stuff like that, like I just put noise canceling on and it's like zone in. And like after I'm done, I'm like, oh man, that was amazing. Like, I got to do more of that, because I get so bogged down. Because again, I only have that so much time in the day to get stuff done. So before she gets home, so like, I would love to go on more walks like during that time, right? Or just be outside working or something. And maybe I could go outside and work a little bit, but it's just trying to more focus on that. So for me, I think right now in these moments is finding those times of transition, and then just taking a little bit extra time to do something like a meditation after I drop her off, you know, then maybe right before I pick her up, if I go a little bit early, I can do another one, right? Because yeah, sometimes you don't have it, right? If you're, especially maybe if you're like a single parent or you're co-parenting or something like that, and like you don't have that much time, it's like really, you, again, it kind of comes back to the plan tomorrow today. Make sure you're planning your freedom, your structure, your flexibility, so that you can have those moments. Because I know when I don't have it and my calendar's quote unquote wide open, then nothing really gets done, because then it's anything's possible. But then anything's possible, then nothing gets done, kind of a thing.
So let's pause real quick and take a break, and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast. And Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners. And Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks, and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky.
They say that, I think there's an expression, I don't fully agree with it anymore, that sometimes, especially when your kids are young, like the days feel long because there's so much to do in a day and it's quite tiring, but then the years go by fast. I feel like the days are flying by so fast right now. Like, it goes really quick. And so I love that. I think you can get in 5 minutes or 10 minutes here. And what I've noticed that's helped me a lot too, is to have a transition between work. And then, especially when you work from home, like if you're an entrepreneur that works from home, there's a lot of those types of people, then to have some kind of like a shutdown or some ritual that you do, even if it's 5 minutes, to go from work into the family life. Cause I noticed that when I just like got up and stood up and walked out, like so much, I would carry that energy or any stress or any busyness, any like moving too fast from my work world into my family life. And then that wasn't serving me. So it's like having this shutdown procedure to like leave work where it is. And a part of that includes going, okay, that reflection of the day. How did today go? What did I accomplish? Celebrate that for one, and recognize the success of the things you did do. So that's huge. And then figuring out what needs to get done tomorrow or the next day. Like if there's something where you can't figure out how you're going to even fit all of that in the next day, schedule it out, put it on the calendar, do that structured freedom piece, and then do a little gratitude practice or do something so that when you go out to be with family, like you're fully present with family. You're not like, things aren't popping up of like, oh, what did I leave? What is hanging over my head or whatever? Like, you just want to let all of that go. So having that clear delineation between the work and the life is so important. It just makes it all so much better. But yeah, I love that. And I know you've been sharing with me that you've been doing that and more consistent in your meditation, and it really changes everything. Not only how you feel, but like your output.
I was just saying, it really does. Like, I'm now on day 20. I haven't meditated fully today. So when I do, it'll be day 23 of consistent meditation. I think that's the longest I've ever gone. But it does. Yeah, that definitely does help. Like, having the meditations. I wanted to say, because as you were talking, like writing things down, my wife and I finally just got like refrigerator magnets with a calendar so we can start writing stuff down. Mm-hmm. Because like there is something about writing stuff down and getting it out of your brain, right? Like just like, because we would go back and forth like, okay, like what do we do in meal prep? Because we used to buy I just forgot what they're called, food that's already made for you. Mm-hmm. I think it was Thistle, which is really good, but after a while like we ate everything they had, you know, multiple times, and we're just kind of like, okay, I think we're getting kind of done. We should probably do our own food prep. And so then like, okay, like now we're like, okay, what do we need to, like, what are we going to cook? What meals are we going to have today? So now we have a list. Okay. This week we're going to make these meals. So then we now know, because my wife is like, cause I asked her, cause we know this, I don't pay attention fully all the time, or I pay too attention to too many things and then I forget things. However we want to look at it. But I would always ask her, I'm like, what are we cooking? She's like, I've told you like 20 times. I'm like, okay. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to need a visual.
Yeah. I'm like, I need something so I can just see. And so we finally just got them. So we started writing down, and then like, even for pickup for our daughter, right? So like, whose turn is it to pick up, right? Kind of going back and forth. So like, even just something as simple as that, or having a journal. I can't wait till our journal comes out. Plan Tomorrow Today journal. It's going to be awesome. And you just kind of have that right there with you. But even just having a piece of paper, right? I think helps really kind of structure your day, relieve the stress. And one of our clients is actually interesting. So this is kind of my, one of our clients says she was getting stressed from creating her to-do list because it was so much and she didn't know how much to do. So it's like right-sizing your day to fit, and always what's the three most important things to get done for that day. Then everything else is just kind of ancillary kind of a thing. Cause like if you can get those three things done, those three major things, and Steve will always say, what's the one thing that will move your business forward, right? Mm-hmm. The most, and then the two other biggest things that would do it. So the reason I'm going off on that, I don't feel like the tangent, but it's writing that stuff down to help you have more of that structure to get to that point where you say like, okay, I can leave my work day here because I have this all written down and I know this is what's most important, and then transition into life rather than just business. And so I'm getting better, because that journaling has been like one of the hardest things for me to do, just writing things down. I'm good at taking certain kind of notes, but my own personal stuff has always been like the hardest for me, and just starting to get into it. After how many years Steve has told me to do it. I'm just like, Steve, I try, man. Mind just doesn't work that way.
I feel like that was the last one to come online for me too. And I noticed when you do it, like right after the meditation. So I guess there's different ways to journal, right? Like journaling to process feelings, or to even just document what comes up, like when you're meditating or when you just create that thinking space, whether it's meditation or you've just carved out time to like think about what you want and how things are going and to reflect. But yeah, it is helpful, but it was like the trickier thing to do. And what I love about that too, because I know who you're talking about, and she was like, oh my gosh, like I don't feel like I'm, and then you could feel like if you make your to-do list too big and then you don't finish everything, it could feel like you didn't have success, when really you probably accomplished a lot of it, but then it was just a few things. So then I know that when she circled back after right-sizing it, she was like, oh my gosh, the most amazing thing happened. There was nothing left to do at the end of my list. And like, what a different feeling that was. And if you think about it, like you're giving yourself the appropriate amount of time and you're working on, like, everybody's heard of the big rocks. And I saw it the other day, somebody did a video and it was like golf balls, but working on your big rocks and putting those first and then fitting everything else around it. That's how things move forward, like in a really big way. And it may not be, we'd like to think we can do everything in a day, but I think I've had to do a lot of work on that this year too, like having realistic expectations for how long things actually take to get done.
Yeah.
That's big.
Well, I think that's like a big thing. A lot of people don't know. They think they know how long a task actually takes them, but I kind of see two ways of it. It's, I think tasks take people initially longer than they think it is because they're trying to multitask rather than just focusing on the one task. Mm-hmm. But then once they can just focus on that one task, and then it can shorten down quite a bit. Cause I find this myself, like, I'm like, I'll try to be doing something and then I'll be jumping back and forth and just takes longer. But when I've had the time, when I've just focused on one thing, like it just goes by quick, a lot quicker than if I was going back and forth. So I think that's a big thing is like, yes. So two things came into my mind, and this is where my mind is just jumping all over the place now. might be a little longer than we thought we were going to have on the podcast here, okay. But was that the rocks, people, when they have like the three big rocks for the day, or eat the frog too, right? The hardest things in the day, because everything else will be easy after that. I think a lot of people don't allow themselves that space after those rocks are completed to feel success or to feel some kind of completion. They're like, no, there's still more. But like, if that's all you do consistently, take care of those three big rocks every single day, like your business will move forward so much, leaps and bounds. Whereas if you just focus on a little stuff, because then all the other ancillary stuff, right, is like emails, checking things here and there. That's not really going to move the needle. Sometimes it feels good to check things off. And so it's like finding that moment of pause and just being like, because I've seen this in so many of our clients that we work with, they don't celebrate the little successes, right? And a big rock or a rock could be a big success, right? It could be a big chunk. It could be something. It could be one rock that takes you 4 hours and you don't even complete it. But then the next day you do another 4 hours. Like, so it's whatever it is for you. But if you get just that one main rock done, like your business is going to move forward so much more than focusing on all the other stuff. And so might as well give yourself that space, because then it starts programming your mind and your body like, oh, success. This is success. This is what success feels like. And the other thing I wanted to kind of jump on, so if you have anything on that, I'd love to hear, but I want to kind of put it before I forget it, is talking about guilt as a being a parent and an entrepreneur. If that anything comes up for you on that, because as you were talking, I was just like, it's like, oh yeah, like the guilt of like, you know, leaving, like for me, that our 2-year-old's, she's going to preschool and she cries for us. Like when I dropped her off yesterday, she's like clutching my finger and screaming like, Papa. I'm like, I know, Dad. But as soon as I leave, you're fine in like 2 minutes, but it's like still heartbreaking. You feel guilty sometimes, but then you see pictures of her and like, she's having a good time. So anyway, I kind of wanted to ask you about that, like how that creeps up in for you and how you've handled it in the past and are handling it, if it does still happens for you.
Yes, to all of that. I think the mom guilt or the parent guilt, they call it mom guilt, but I'm sure it's felt on both sides, is real and it's big. And it's like, it's just part of, I think, your parental like intuition or your instinct is to, you don't want to see your kids hurt. But the reality is like, and it doesn't have to be painful, but growth is change. And we all, as humans, like we have trouble with change. And so it's learning a new thing, learning new people, learning a new environment. And it is good for them. It is good for them to learn these lessons. And so I think it's just like, you have to check yourself and remind yourself, like, it's important that, you know, mom and dad are working and we're showing Issa that we can have both and we can do both. And it's going to, and like why we have to do these things so we can have the things that we have and we can have the life that we want. It's important. But yeah, I think that was always hard. And I think, you know, even as a mom, it's like to be a stay-at-home mom is like this thing that's celebrated. And I think that there's a lot less stigma than there used to be around like working mom versus stay-at-home mom. And then they have it on their side too. It's like, oh, you're a stay-at-home mom. But I think that is like one of the most challenging jobs that there is. It's beautiful, but on both sides, there's beauty and there's some degree of like parental suffering because there it is, you know, it's like you can't help it. You're so attached to your kids. They're literally a part of you that it's, yeah, I think when the first day I dropped her off at like a daycare, I couldn't work that day. Like literally went and like pulled over and cried the whole day. And I don't know if it was like a guilt thing or more of like my own, you wrestle with that. Like, am I doing the best thing for my kid? And at the end of the day, that's all that it is. Like, am I making the right choice? And there's no way to know. And there's no way to be perfect. And it's just, you're making the best choice that you can in the moment based on thought and instinct and all of that. And so it's just following that and honoring that. But yeah, it's definitely a real thing. And with that, it's like just support, talking to other people who get it, so we can support each other and figure out the ways through it. But yes, to the parent guilt. And then I'm glad you slowed down too, just to circle back on like celebrating what was done, because, you know, Steve talks about that a lot. Like the mind doesn't really know the difference between a big success and a small success. Like, did I make $1 million or did I just cross something off my to-do list? If you're celebrating what was done successfully or like what you achieved, no matter what the scale, then it like breeds more success. Like it's just a mindset thing. The brain feels confident, the brain feels successful, and then you're more motivated and more able to go and have additional success. So I think doing that too, it just changes how you feel. And I think as an entrepreneur, like so much of what we do and our productivity level comes down to how we feel, especially if we're the ones driving our own business. Like it's got to feel good. If you're the one creating actions and it's not just like responding to actions. And I think the other piece of that too, and I don't know, it seems like a small thing, but it's so big, is the not multitasking, like the focusing on what you're doing, like in the moment, turning off notifications. Like I see so many people who just, their phone is constantly lighting up and it's like, oh, I have to respond to that social media comment, or, oh, I have to check that email or whatever it is. But if we don't put containers around when we do that stuff, oh my gosh, that's why at the end of the day, you feel so tired. You feel unsuccessful because you're like, what did I do today? Like what happened today? And if it's okay, I responded to all these mail. I mean, you could keep yourself busy, but that doesn't mean that you're actually being productive. Like you could be busy all day long. I could fill 24 hours a day with stuff. But to your point, like, is that the thing that helped my business grow and move forward? So I know that was like three big nuggets right there in one that you brought up, but it all sort of rolls into one thing. Like being a parent and an entrepreneur is not one thing. It's so many things. And it's just figuring out how to make it work for you in a way that like honors the family, but also honors your career goals. So.
Yeah. And I don't think there's a right. It's going to be different for everybody, right? Like what works for you. But this just popped in mind. Cause like, I know, like I've seen interviews of people, there's this one guy, what's his name? I think his name's Noah Kagan. He was like, I don't know. I think his quote unquote claim to fame was he was like employee 14 or something like that at Facebook. So he's like in Facebook early on. Now he does his own entrepreneur, but he interviews rich people now on his YouTube channel. He just goes around and he asks a lot of them, like, do you have any regrets or anything like that? And a lot of the answers are, yeah, I wish I would have spent more time with my family. Like if they have families, like was to spend more time with their family, right? And it's like that, it's like the almost like a catch 22, right? Like you, if you have a family, like you do your, you start your business and you want your business to grow and flourish so that you can take care of your family, but then your business is like what's taking you away from your family. And it's like, what do you do? And I fully believe, and we've said this before, but I fully believe that you can have your cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. Right. Like you can share it. I like to say, and you can share it too. Like it's, in today's world, there's so much, and even now with more, and we've been talking, you and I, more and more about artificial intelligence and just the capabilities, like our world is going to be completely changed, I think, in the next five, probably quicker, but 5 to 10 years with utilizing a more AI. And I think that gives you the ability and like, and what's great about all the stuff that we teach and that Steve teaches, all the More Business, More Life philosophies and frameworks and whatnot, is to give people that ability to have more business and more life at the same time without sacrificing. And it's now more than ever is possible for anybody to have that. And kind of just wrapping this back down is, or up, is that it comes down to proper planning your freedom, planning your business day so that you can have the life part the way you want it, mm-hmm. to spend with your kids, and so that you're not, when you're with your family, you're not thinking about work, and when you're at work, you're not thinking about your family. When you're in each of those segments of your life, that's what you're doing, and then in between is making that little buffer for yourself, where you have the opportunity, whether it's one day a month or 2 times a month, whatever it may be for you, finding a day or half a day where you can just focus on yourself to re-energize, to bring that your levels back up. And I think what you said is perfect. It's like getting away from technology to just come kind of decompress from all of that, because all of this does absorb our energy, takes our energy, right? Mm-hmm. Whether social media, other articles, whatever, online, just being on a computer, it it really drains us. So having a half a day, a full day where you can just kind of detox from all of that, if you will, I think is absolutely amazing. Any other tips you would like to leave our listeners?
No, I feel like that's a good summary that you had there. I think there's a lot, you know, this is an ongoing topic and it's a learning and definitely comes back to doing what works for you, but like get in touch with what you would really like that experience to be. What do you want that experience to be like with your family? And how can you incorporate that more into and like build your work around that so that you can have that while the kids are young? Because it is a small amount of time. And if it requires that your business is still going to grow, but maybe just at a little bit of a slower pace so you can fit that in, like be okay with that. Like, I think it's, or if you're not, then consider how it's going to feel down the road when the business is a success and your kids are off to high school and college and whatever. And like, do you want to have those regrets or how do you want to feel about that? Because I know that's something that can keep me up at night sometimes. And I've been working to change that for years and I'm feeling really good about how it's going now. And I know that I can always improve more. Like we can always improve more, but trying not to think so much about what's around the corner and just being where you are with it, just to find some peace around like you're doing the best you can, like you're making the best choices you can for your business and for your family. And just know at the end of the day that that is enough.
I like it.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Fun topic, friend. Well,
it's been fantastic. Thank you so much for listening and being here with us. And if you're a parent, we'd love to hear how you get around some of these topics. If you have guilt from your business or anything with the family part, like we would love to hear like how you're working through it and how you found something that works for you and like share any of that stuff. And we would love to have you join our newsletter. You can text WOW, W-O-W to 72,000. To get a text message to join the newsletter. You'll get great insider tips, more strategies on how to have more business, more life without sacrifice, links to our podcast. It's a great resource. I highly recommend it for anybody who is an entrepreneur, CEO, founder to get. It's free to join. We'd love to see you there. And as always, choose gratitude, create freedom. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopliton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.